4 HK. Over.
That thing's about 30 foot long. It took you about 45 seconds just to turn.
That was you blowing the horn at me?
Yeah, I didn't think you're going to ever get that thing out of the road.
Slow you down a little bit.
Roger that. How you doing, bud?
Just making the trip up the hill. So used to driving that big truck, I forget what I'm in sometimes.
Yeah, how is the big truck doing? On it.
Yes, for what I took it in for last time, we got it done. I don't know if I told you or not, but somebody went and paid the bill on it. No, I don't know who it was, anything like that. So whoever it was had to be on here, so I do appreciate it.
And that is outstanding. That is absolutely amazing. Yes, sir. I do have faith in humanity, you know.
That, especially over the last month, I mean, it has really shined with everything that's gone on in this area.
Yeah, roger that. Well, all is as well as can be, I guess, up this way. We've kind of started to clean up, and it's going to take us a long time to get things cleaned up, cut up, and moved, and this, that, and the other. Just, you know, I'm not complaining now. Don't get that wrong, but that's just, man, that was something else.
Well, if you need some help, just let me know. I'll do everything I can to come help you. I had to spend most of the day Monday working on the road. UPS isn't wanting to deliver, so had to work on it so they could come in.
That's the most I've seen. Appreciate the offer for the help, but this is the most active I've seen Dad in a long time. So we'll take care of it. Normally he sleeps till about 10 or 11, but since all this has happened, he's getting up early and wanting to go, so I'm gonna go with him. And he tuckers out pretty quick, but that's okay. You know, we just take it one tree at a time.
If he's wanting to do it, then let him do it. I mean, it's good for him, like you said. One of the things that scares me about retirement is finding something to do. But I'm sure that won't be a problem when I get there.
When I retired in the Army, we had to go down to Fort Jackson, spend 3 days down there getting all paperwork and insurance and how all that works, and, you know, class after class after class. Had an old retired sergeant major, last class of the day of the whole, you know, getting ready to be done with it. And he met me at the door and he said, "All this junk you've been listening to for the past 3 days," he said, "all you need to remember is this. When you retire, plan your day, because if you don't, somebody else will plan it for you." So just keep that in mind.
That I've heard that before, so I'm already trying to practice that.
Well, how far off when you think you're going to be able to retire, you know?
Be a while. Just too many setbacks lately. Things not going like I want them to. But I'd still like to be able to do it here in the next 10 to 12 years.
Yes, Dan. Okay. Well, I headed back to the house. I've been trying to get this business back online, and I think we're coming out of the woods with it. We can see a little bit of light, I guess. But it's been, I tell you, it's been a rough month, but.
know it has for you. How's he doing anyway?
It's... It's messing with his mind a little bit. I mean, I'm trying to encourage and, you know, be as helpful as I can with that. But he's definitely limited, very limited. And that's, you know, for a 23-year-old young man that's been able to go and do and whatever. And I don't know. That's all I can do right now, just encourage. That's about it. And it's, I keep trying to push him. You know, that sounds harsh, but, you know, push him to just, you know, go, just give me one more step, just do 20 more minutes, just, you know, that kind of thing. And he responded well with it till the other day. I don't know, I've had a setback the last couple of days, but that's all right. We'll keep working at it.
Roger that. I mean, you think about how you would be at that age, and your mobility got limited, no fault of your own. So you think about that and try to put yourself in his shoes. And I understand exactly what you're trying to do, because that's exactly what he needs at this time, somebody to push him along the way so he don't give up. But at the same time, remember how your brain would be working right now.
Well, the other day he was out in the shop, and his air compressors quit. And we just got to have clean air. That's just the way it is, you know. So, you know, compressors ain't cheap, especially the kind we need. You know, we need a high CFM because of some of the equipment we run. And, you know, people see air compressor at Home Depot or Lowe's, oh man, that's cheap, this, that, and the other, but it's all about the CFM. I mean, if you go operate up in where we are, they are not cheap at all, you know. So I had an old one out in the junk pile that's been, you know, retired years and years ago. So we spent last week machining the cylinder out and putting the sleeve in and getting everything sized right. Just, you know, taking it slow. And we finally got it on the machine yesterday. So we're, it's $2,700 compressor. It's a Sealy, a Bailey Sealy, I believe. And we finally got it back up. So that was good to see the expression on his face. Kill for you.
I'm surprised y'all aren't running one of the screw compressors. That way you do get more CFM out of it. But those things are really expensive. You get on up there, they're $10,000-$12,000 for a compressor. So I can understand why people aren't running them. But hey, I'm right here at exit 3. So if you want to move over to 330 or 285, either one, give me about a mile and we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, roger that. I'll see you on 330. KO4NUE, QSY.
Here in a few minutes, KO4HK, QSY to 330.